Welcome back to Amud Yomi. Today we're continuing to learn Masechtas Megillah, one Amud at a time, in the Zichus and Merit for the hostages and our soldiers in Israel. We're learning Vav Amud Aleph, picking up from the bottom of Hema Beis. Hema Beis we did yesterday on Shabbos here in Shul. So let us begin. Today we're going to really discuss mainly the identity of various cities in Israel based off what it was called in the times of the Gemara and what the way the Torah, mainly Nach, refers to them. So, says the Gemara. First of all, Ravasi kari Megillah b'Hutzal b'Arbas b'Chamasar. Ravasi read the Megillah in Hutzal on both the 14th and 15th. That happened to be Hutzal is a city both in Babylonia and in Israel, and it's unsure which one we're talking about. And he's Mesub because he had doubt, just like we saw Tveria, is it in Israel, is it not in Israel? Okay. Ikdami, some say a little differently. Amra Ravasi. Ravasi says, Hi Hutzel, the base of Binyamin, because Chomi was Yeshua. Hutzel in the house of Binyamin, as in Israel, was indeed surrounded by walls in the days of Yeshua, and therefore the residents read on the 15th, and there is actually, therefore, no doubt about this. Okay. Yesterday, we mentioned there are cities in Israel, mainly Hamas, Rekes, and Kinneres. So, or Kinneret. Says the Gemara, what's the source for them? What do these mean, and where are they? So, Amar Rav Yochanan. When I was a young little lad, I said something to my elders, and they didn't exactly agree. And later, it was found as I said, it turned out I was right. What he's talking about? He said, Hamas, Zu Tveria. The city that the Torah says is Hamas is actually what we, in modern day, times of the Gemara, call Tveria. Below a nikr Shema Hamas. So why do we give this nickname called Hamas? Ashim Chame Tveria, because Tveria, even until today, 2024, has these hot springs, and therefore, Chame Tveria, Hamas, that's the same word. Rekes u Tzipori. Rekes is actually Tzipori. V'lamer nikr shemal yakas. So if it's Tzipori, why do we call it Rekes? Shem demidalia ke Rekes nahara. Because it's elevated it's on a mountain, it's on a hill, it's elevated like the bank of a river. The Rekes nahara, the bank of a river. Kinneres u Ginsar. Kinneres is actually Ginsar. V'lamer nikr shemal Kinneres. So why are we calling it Kinneres? It's kind of like saying, why we call it the Garden State? After all, it's New Jersey. So why are we calling it Kinneret if, after all, it's actually Ginsar? Because Kinneret implies something very sweet, or it's a tree that has very sweet fruit, and we're saying that the fruits are Ginsar are as sweet as the Kinneret tree or the sound of a harp, either one. Okay, Omar Rava says Rava. He challenges Rav Yochanan. Miika Laman Dama Rekas Lav Tveria. He is anyone who says Rekas is not Tveria. Is there anyone who says Rekas is not Tveria? So, because a minute ago we said Rekas is Tzipori. Rav Yochanan claimed Rekas is Tzipori. And Rav is like, no, I know Rekas is Tveria. How do I know? Because when a person dies in Tveria, this is how they eulogize him. They would say, great is he in Sheshach, meaning he's great in the Sheshach is Babylonia. And he's so great that even in far away in Tveria, they know his name. What do they call Tveria? Rekas. So again, what we're seeing here is Rekas is Tveria because they give someone a eulogy in Tveria, they would say he has a name here in Rekas, i.e. Tveria. And when they bring someone's coffin from Bavel to Tveria, they eulogize him again. By the way, we learned this in Smichas Chaver, when you rebury someone, you also give them a eulogy. They say, Ohev Sridim Yoshi Rekas. They'd say, lovers of Israel, really, the remnant of Israel, the residents of Rekas. And they'd say, Tveria, again, is called Rekas. And by the way, interestingly, Tveria, I think, always had a Jewish presence, even when Yerushalayim didn't. So it's the remnant. So we keep Harigi Omek. And they'd say, go forth and receive the slain of the deep, of the valley, because Babylonia is very low down. Again, what we see here is we're constantly referring to Tveria as Rekas. So Rav is saying to Rav Yochanan, he's challenging Rav Yochanan, why do you tell me Rekas is Tzipori? And the reason it's called Rekas is because Tzipori is elevated, like the banks of a river. After all, when someone gives an eulogy in Tveria, they're constantly calling Tveria Rekas. Ki Noach Nashid Rav Zera, and here's yet another proof to Rava. When the Heiliger Rav Zera, when the Holy Rav Zera died, Pasalahu Svidas, the eulogizer said as follows. Eretz Shinar V'Yolda, the land of Shinar conceived and bore of Zerah. He grew up in Babylonia. He then made Aliyah. Eretz Tzvi Gidila, Shua, the land of Eretz Tzvi has raised her as a delight. By the way, why is it called Eretz Tzvi? So the it could be because the land of Israel is going. The question is, when the Moshe Mashiach, we say that all the shuls and but the Knessios, but the Midrashos throughout the world are going to go to Israel. So how are they all going to fit in Israel? So it's called an Eretz Tzvi, that it expands. That Israel is going to expand to allow and accommodate all the people who are coming in and all the shuls, etc. Okay, next. Oy la la amarekes. And then he says, oh no, la rekes, woe is to her, for a precious instrument is lost. Again, calling her rekes. So we see again multiple times where we are referring to Tveria as rekes. So el amarava, so rather Rava says, Chamas zu chamigrod. Now I have to reinterpret the pasuk. What's chamas? That's chamigrod. Rekas zu tveria. Rekas tveria. Kinera zu ginsar. And kinera is ginsar. V'lomer nekas shom rekas. So why we call tveria rekas? Shafil rekonish ba molin mitzvahs kimi rimon. So from the word not of a riverbank, but rather empty, like rake. That even the empty ones, even those who are not holy tzaddikim, they still are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate in the city of rekas. That's of tveria. See the people. Everyone there is holy. Rav Yirmi Amar, Rekas Shema, actually Rekas is its actual name. Tveria is its nickname, is its descriptive name. V'lama Nikra Shema Tveria, why is it called Tveria? Why is Rekas called Tveria? She owes with Tibor Shah Israel because it's sitting in the Tibor, the navel, the middle of Israel. That's the center of Israel. Rabba Omar, Rekas Shema, again it's called Rekas, and why do we call it Tveria? V'lama Nikra Shema Tveria, Shetova Riyosek. It's a beautiful city, it's beautiful to look at, like from the word Tov. Omar Rav Zera. So before Rav Zera understood the Rekas was Tzipori, comes along Rav Zera, Kitron Tzipori. No, Kitron is Tzipori. V'lomen Nikra Shema Tzipori. Why are we calling Kitron Tzipori? After all, its real name is Kitron. Shoshevis Barosh Harka Tzipori, because it's perched on top of a mountain like a bird. As we mentioned before, it's high up like a bird. The Kitron Tzipori, who is? Can Kitron really be Tzipori? V'kitron b'chelko shel zvulun haveh. So I'm going to get a little tangent here. We say that Kitron was in the portion of Israel which was Zevulon, and we're going to see in a minute that Tzipori could not have been in Zevulon's land. So let's see it. How do we know Kitron was in Tzipori, was in the part of Israel that was designated for Zevulon? Tiksiv Zevulon lo harish as Yoshvi Kitron as Yoshvi Nahala. Zevulon did not drive out the inhabitants of Kitron and the inhabitants of Nahala. I mean to say that when the Jews moved to Israel, part of conquering the land of Israel was expelling all of the locals who lived there at that time, and Zevulun failed to do so in Kitron, which implies, A, he was over in Allah, but B, that Kitron, he had responsibility to remove the inhabitants of Kitron, and he did not, i.e., Kitron's in his territory. Ooh, Zevulun is Rami al Midosahavi. And Zevulun was also very dissatisfied a lot. He complained a lot about the portion of land he got. Shenembar says Zevulun im Chara of Nafshi Lomos. Because it says Zevulun was a people which shamed its soul to death. It did something wrong. What did it do wrong? So we'll see. It complained about the lot it got. My time. And now, why are we saying this? Because again, now that we've established that Kitron is in the shape of Zevulun, we now have to show that Kitron cannot be Tzipori. My time. Shimdi Naftali al Merami Sada. We say Naftali got the high places of the field. I think this was in the Haftorah 2 weeks ago. Naftali got Merami Sada. Amr Zevulun of Nekadosh Baruch Hu. Zevulun was very jealous of Naftali and said as follows. Ribono Shalom, God. La'achi Nathalahem Sada Zakram. To my brothers, you gave fields and vineyards. Believe Sadi Harmag Bos. I got mountains and hills. You can't do much in mountains and hills. You can't cultivate a land there. La'achi Nathalahem Artos. To my brothers, you have given them beautiful lands. Vlinas Nagamim Naharas. But I only got lakes and rivers. So Amar Lo said, God to the Zevulun, Kulun Tzrichim L'cha. Everyone's going to need you, Al Yedei Achilazon, that the Chilazon is found in your territory. The Chilazon is the fish, the squid, whatever you want to look at, not a squid, the snail, which produces the Tcheles, which everyone's going to need, and is found in your territory. And I believe one of the proofs that the Tcheles Institute brings for that the Murex is the Chilazon is because it's found in the area of, or a lot of it, they found, maybe even archaeologically, they dug down and found these old pits full of the murex, which they want to say is one of the proofs, perhaps, that the Chilazon is, in fact, the murex. Okay, be it as it may, that Zevulun was very upset. He goes, I didn't get any land to really cultivate. My brothers all did. They said, yeah, but your brothers are all going to need you because they're going to need the Chilazon. And it says, in regard to Zevulun, it says, Am Har Yekru, Usifsi Tumunis Chol, the people will call, they shall call people to the mountains, and the covered things hidden in the sand. Tan Rav Yosi, Sini Zichilazim. What's to cover things in the sand? The Zichilazim, which buries itself in the sand. Another proof that's perhaps a snail. Tzmuni Zetris. Hidden things refer to the tris, which Rashi says is a tuna fish. Chol Zuzuchus Levana, and the chol refers to the white glass. As in, you have an abundance of natural resources in your land. So maybe you can grow things the same way, but you have the chilazon, you have the sand, you have the tuna, etc. Amr Lefnana serves fool and still is upset. Ribbono Shalom, Mimu Madani. But how do I know they're not going to come and just take it from me? So Amr Los, he said, God, Shem Zuzuchus Zivchet Tzedek. They shall offer sacrifices of righteousness. And just as a sacrifice cannot come from a stolen object, so too no one's gonna steal from you. Simon Zay Halach. This should be a sign to you that no one call not Damim Kulam. That anyone who takes from you without paying you is not gonna have any blessing, not gonna be bracha in their business. Okay. So so far we've established that Zevulun complains. We've also established that Kitron is in Zevulun. Now how do we know Kitron's not Tzipori? If you think Kitron is Tzipori, and they didn't drive it to the inhabitants out of Kitron, i.e. Tzipori, Amai Misrami Almidaso. Why was Zevulun very upset? Why was he complaining? Because Tzipori was known to be one of the most superior parts of Israel. As in, and we'll see in a minute. So maybe you'll say, yeah, it's a superior place, but it didn't have land that flowed with milk and honey. By the way, the milk is the milk not from actual milk, but it's milk from the tree? Not the almond. No, I take it back. Honey's from dates, and milk is from. I don't think it's from cow milk. Okay, but not gonna get into that now. I'm just blanking on that right now. Fine. V'amar Reish Lakish, and says Reish Lakish. How do I know that Tzipori clearly was a land flowing milk and honey? Because Reish Lakish said, I myself have seen the flow of milk and honey from Rat Tzipori. And he goes, and it measured 16 mil by 16 mil, meaning it was a tremendous amount of milk and honey all over there. Again, this is probably allegorical, but to tell you that not that necessarily it was 11 miles worth of milk and honey, but rather he's saying it's a bountiful part of Israel. But maybe you say, okay, fine, maybe it is very bountiful, but maybe my brothers have more. I've seen the amount of milk and honey in Tzipori is equivalent to the rest of all of Israel put together. It's the equivalent of going from Kubi to the port of Talabukuni, I guess somewhere in Bavel. 22 parsa long and 6 parsa wide. As in, Tzipori is full of a lot of beautiful, wonderful resources, milk and honey. You can cultivate the land, and if that's it's such a beautiful area, clearly it's not in Zevulun, because otherwise Zevulun never would have complained. So, no, maybe Tzipori is Kitron, but he complained because he preferred the fields and vineyards rather than the areas that grow these date palms, etc. Daikanami, also we can see it out. Diksiv, Naphtali Amrami Sadis. Naphtali was a place of high fields. So we can learn from here. We learn from here that maybe Zvulun really wanted the fields and vineyards equals Kitron could be Tzipori. Omer Abu, says Rabbahu, the Ikron Tikkar, the apostle says Ikron will be uprooted. Zukisri Bas Edom Shri Yosheves. Now we're just going to discuss some other interesting cities in Israel. What's Ikron? That's Kesaria, where the daughter of Edom is situated there. And this area Kesaria was a constant thorn in the side of the Jews during the days of the Greeks. When the Hashmonaim, the Hasmonean dynasty, was victorious over the Greeks, they called her the capture tower of Shire. Okay, so that's another city in Israel. Let's discuss more about Ekron. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. My diksiv, what does it say? It says, the Pasuk says in Zechariah, V'hasiresi dama v'pi v'shkutzav v'bein shinov v'nishar gamhu l'lakeinu. And I'll remove his blood from his mouth and the detestable, abominable thing from between his teeth, and he too shall remain for our God. Said Rav Yosi, what does it mean? I'll remove his blood from his mouth. Zubes bama shalahen. This refers to the house of Bamya, which is some sort of house of Avodah Zarah that was house of Avodah Zarah. Okay, the detestable thing between his teeth, Zubes Gilya Shalhan, this refers to the house of Galia, also some sort of Vodazara as well. And what will remain there will be in Eli Bat Knesset, what the Midrash should be Edom. This refers to the synagogues and the base medrashes in the house of Edom where the people will pray. Okay. And it continues and says, and you should be like a chief of Judah, and Ekron should be called Yabusi. Elo Tatrisos Tarteros Vikarkisios Sheba Adam. This refers to the amphitheaters and circuses of Edom. Okay, this is all talking about Zechariah and Nevuah, but how Edom is going to be ultimately defeated, and how we're going to replace the detestable things, these Pati of Adazaros, with the synagogues and the shuls and the base madrash. And then we say, and the amphitheaters and the circuses of Edom, Shasidim Shar Yehuda, Lima Ben Torah Barabim, will become a place where the people of Yehuda will be learned there in public. Think about, you know, the Sima Shas taking place in Madison Square Garden or wherever, MetLife, wherever it may be, that will turn these places of sport into a place of Talmud Torah and a place that we can disseminate the most Torah possible. Okay, Omer Rav Yitzchak. It says as follows: Leshem Zupamaya. Leshem, which is the city in Dan, is Pamaya, which is okay. Ikron to Akar, Ekron should be uprooted. Zu Kesir Bas Edom Shai Oysa Metropolis Shom Lachem. This refers to Kesaria, the daughter of Edom, which has a metropolis of kings. Ikadarmi Demarbi Be Malka. Some say kings are raised there. Ikadarmi De Muki Minim Malche. This is a place where the kings are appointed from there. Kesaria Bishalim In Yomer Lacha Adon Harvi Ushtayim. This is an interesting point, which again, we can't get into the depths, but regarding Kesaria, which we just established to be like within Israel, we said the thorn of the side, i.e. it's the metropolis, it's the area that represents within Israel itself the Greek hegemony, so the Greek power. We say, with regard to Kesaria and Israel, if someone says to you both these places are destroyed, al tamen, don't believe them. Yoshdeim al tamen, if someone says both of them are settled, are glorified, don't believe them. Chorbe Kesaria v'yoshu Yerushalayim, if someone says Kesaria has been laid waste, Yerushalayim is settled, Chorbe Yerushalayim v'yoshu Kesaria, or Yerushalayim is laid waste and Kesaria is settled, tamen, you can believe them. Shneri imalei chorva, because it says, I should fill or lay with waste, imalei zu chorba zu. That if one is filled, the other is laid waste. Imalizu chorbazu. If one other is filled, the other was laid waste. And again, what I think we're trying to say is that you have two competing cultures: the culture of Kesaria, of Greek, of Edom, and the culture of Yerushalayim. When one is dominant, the other one is down. The other one is dominant, then the other one is down. Okay, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Hacha. We have another source for this idea that we have these two competing worldviews. So the kingdom should be stronger than the other kingdom. Okay, one will always be stronger. Which one? That depends on the factors of where the Jewish people are. Once we quote Rav Yitzchak regarding Edom, let's do some more. Rav Yitzchak, Ma'adik Siv, what does it mean? Yichon Rasha Ba'alamet Tzedek. It says that let favor be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. That some people are too evil to even learn righteousness, and therefore to be saved. Amr Yitzchak L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yitzchak says to God, Ribono Shel Olam Yichon Esav, please show favor to my son Esav. Amalo Rashu. So God says, I'm sorry, it's like he's an evil person. Amalo Baal Lama Tzedek. Has he not learned any righteousness? I.e., is he so evil there's not even a single redeeming factor about him? So it says, Amalo Be'eret Nachos Yehoval. Says God, in the land of uprightness, he shall deal wrongfully, as in, he has no redeeming factors. Amalo Imkain, Ubal Yira Geos Hashem. Therefore, Isaac says, Yitzchak says to God, if so, he will not behold the majesty of Hashem, and whatever you have plans for him, your plans should be. I wish you all a wonderful day.